Excuse me, young man. Yes, I'm talking to you. Who else would I be talking to? You're the only one skulking around in the corner. Is that your third drink or fourth, honey? Well, you can definitely still string two words together. And I can't pretend I don't find you charming. Would you like to go upstairs and get to know each other a little better? I'd appreciate some privacy, and after all, it is my house. Well, Daddy's house. But he's not home right now, so... Oh, thank you kindly. Would you offer me your elbow, please? Let's go upstairs, sugar. My room is the last one on the left. It's way on the other side from Mama and Daddy's room, so I don't want you to be nervous. Even if they wind up coming home early, they'll just go straight to bed. And of course, the party we're leaving behind us is quite boisterous. I picked you to talk to because you seem the most coherent and handsome. Am I wrong? Why, thank you, handsome. I do enjoy compliments, especially ones based on my appearance. This one's mine. Do you want to sit down next to me on the bed? Of course it's a four-poster canopy bed. I wouldn't settle for anything but the best. After all, I'm talking to you, aren't I? I told you I spotted you from across the room. I'm just glad you seem to be someone that shares similar goals to me. Come a little closer, darling. Oh, don't worry about this dress. I have 100 dresses just like it. Daddy does like to spoil me. Do you think it's pretty? Do you think I'm pretty? Do you want to kiss me right now? Well, go ahead, dear. That is everything I thought it would be. I knew I made the right choice with you. Now, handsome, if you want to get this dress off of me and onto the floor, let me just lean forward over your lap so that you can reach behind my neck and unzip my dress for me. Won't you, handsome? Oh, why, thank you. If I didn't know any better by all your swagger downstairs, I would swear you were nervous. Well, there's no need to be nervous, dear. Let me just slip down the shoulders and reveal to you my bosoms. I am sorry that I don't have a sexier brassiere. Daddy would never let me get one. I could never even ask. It's okay, isn't it? The white cotton. Why don't you take it off and see what's underneath? That's the clasp in the back. Right there. Once again, thank you kindly. And now, I will reveal to you my breasts. I would be more modest, except I always knew the first man to make love to me would be the man I'd spend the rest of my life with. If you're practically my husband already, there's no reason to be shy now, is there? I agree. Here, I'll take it off. I just hope my body is pleasing to you. After all, we have our whole lives to spend together. And this is the first time of many. I'll stand up and turn around. Bend over. Take down the zipper in the back for me, won't you, darling? Thank you kindly. Now I'll slide it down my thighs. And step out of it in my heels. Do you want me to leave them on? Or take them off now? Whatever you want, husband. Can I ask you to take off your shirt and pants first? I want to get to know your body just like you're about to get to know mine. Oh my. I did choose well. Must have quite the eye. Now please. Kiss me again, dear. And then take me. And make me your wife. Are you ready? Please climb on top of me. I want to feel your weight. Press me into this big bed. Hold me down as you enter me. My. Nothing they said prepare me for that. For you. Oh, please kiss me. Please, my dear. Now take me. We can pretend it's all wet and we can get married very soon. No one will ever know the difference. Finally. Finally, the touch of the man who'll be my husband. Oh, you have no idea, my dear, how long I waited for you. How badly I wanted you. And from the moment I saw you, I knew. Oh, it's too good not to be fate. Oh, yes, darling. Oh, please. Thrust in and out of me harder. Please, husband. Please. Oh, dear. Oh, darling. Please. Oh, please expel your seed inside me. I need to feel you. Oh, feel me. Please. Oh, please. Oh, heavens. Oh. Oh. Oh, husband. Make sure I get it all. Please. That felt so incredible. Transformative. I mean, after all, in the eyes of God, we are now husband and wife. We just have to make it official before Daddy comes after you with a shotgun, darling. I am so looking forward to being a missus. Oh, do you have any prefixes or suffixes in your name? Doctor, the third, Esquire. I'll need to practice my new signature, you know. Why do you look so confused, my beloved? Or should I say, betrothed? I know it's old-fashioned, but I just love the romantic aspect of it all. You lost yourself in me. That deed alone makes you guilty of deflowering me. A sin daddy can't punish if we get married as soon as we can. Now, this first baby will name Marianne Bouvier. Marianne after my grandmother, and Bouvier after Jackie Kennedy's family, of course. After we get married, we can get a house in the nice part of town. And then we can start trying for the twins. I don't mind staying home with the children at first, but you know charity work is important to me, so of course I'll want to stay active in the community. Oh, darling. I'm so, so sorry. I've just been prattling on like an old married biddy already. Meanwhile, I can see you're practically nodding off. By all means, rest your weary head on my bosom, dear. I'm just gonna elevate my feet and... This feels so right, doesn't it, darling? That's because we were meant to be.